Kellogg, North Fitzroy, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. April 15th, 1895. Dear brother, the last mail will bring to you articles written in reference to some things I was constrained by the Spirit of the Lord to write upon. This matter was urged upon me, and I could not refrain from writing. This is not my mind, but the mind and will of God. Please carefully consider these things. You know that I do not discard education, but appreciate it. But even this may be carried to extremes. And yet education is essential to prepare missionaries to stand in these last days in the defense of truth. Yet the Lord has often chosen for his laborers men who have had but little opportunity of time and means to obtain anything but a very meager school education. And these men have been engaged in the work of God as representative men. They have applied their powers most diligently, and the Lord has rewarded their fidelity to his work, their industry, their thirst for knowledge, while yet their hands had fast hold of the plow to do hard, earnest work. He has witnessed their tears and heard their prayers, and as the blessing of God came to the poor captives in the courts of Babylon, so the statement is made, God gave them wisdom and knowledge. Daniel 1, verse 17. He gave the same wisdom, the same knowledge, as he gave to these captives in Babylon. Mistaken ideas have prevailed, and men and women are kept from the work, supposing more time must be occupied when it is not best or essential. These souls, whom the Lord would use in his cause, can be taken right from their trades when God calls. Go work today in my vineyard. Matthew 21, verse 28. And the Lord will quicken their understanding. As they follow Jesus, the travail of soul is upon them. Men have been recommended to look to Battle Creek in order to become educated. They have not been taught to look to the Lord, and that a knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ whom he has sent is the greatest science man has ever comprehended. I would counsel you not to advise Pomare to remain in Battle Creek longer. Let him go to his field of labor to use the knowledge that he has already gained, and in yoking up with Jesus Christ, he will become a laborer together with God. The loading down of one man with degree after degree of study will not take the place of learning in the school of Christ. His meekness and his lowliness of heart. Learn of me, said the greatest teacher the world ever knew, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11, verse 29. I was urged to send Sister Holder to Battle Creek. My purse paid her expenses, for her soul was in peril. Then I have paid, I do not just know how much, for Brother Lacey to go through his studies. Sister Caro has carried Brother Pomare, which has consumed large sums of money. I promised her I would help her bear the burden of expense, not expecting that he was to be kept years in gaining an education to work among his own people. Willie, now in New Zealand, states that he has sent for drafts from London and Battle Creek for £60 to be paid to Sister Caro to relieve her of embarrassment. Money has been sent to support Brother Linden in school. He had a very good education before he went to America and should have been in his field of labor long since and at work. In this country, it means much to transfer the means, so essential to advance the work in fields that have not been entered, and consume these means of which there is a dearth in sending students to be educated in any lines to help us in the work here. And then, time is passing, and money is expended, and the work is moving so slowly because of the need of energetic workmen to enter the new fields and practice in the service of Christ in giving to perishing souls the light of truth. Present, testing truth. We feel the need of more help, but the conference has not money to pay the expenses of laborers to return to this country
or to transport laborers. We know not what to do. I am distressed over the situation. I am now paying these workers $19 per week, and they support their families and give their services. I could do more of this work if I had the money to do it with. This sum was increased until I paid £5 per week. I think I must now have the royalty on my books that is being expended in Europe. I must have means to invest in the various necessities of the work that I cannot now command.
I am in Melbourne, and here opens a great want. The number of Sabbath keepers meeting in North Fitzroy are more than 200. In the suburbs of Williamstown, a new church has been organized with 40 members. This is 12 miles from Melbourne. Hawthorne has a church of about the same number. Brighton, a church of 25. And in all these churches, additions are being made. There is not a place large enough that can be secured to accommodate a general gathering of the people. A location is being secured, costing one half the sum of the location on the opposite side of the street. The bare lot will require nothing less than $7,000. The lots directly opposite, where two churches stand, are not so favorable and cost $15,000 each. The land in this vicinity is very high, and yet in localities in no way as favorably situated, it costs more money. The £60 that went to Sister Caro to help bear the load she was carrying, I meant to invest in the meeting house in Melbourne. But there seems to be more than six ways to expend every shilling in the work that needs to be done. It seems very hard to arouse our brethren to understand the wants of the cause of God in this new field. I have made my decision that no money from me will any more be expended in sending persons to Battle Creek or supporting their tuition in Battle Creek. Those who can have a few months' advantages of school here shall have it. Already I have paid above $1,000, and nearly all of these are engaged in missionary work. I paid $300 to send a poor afflicted brother to St. Helena for treatment. He had contracted rheumatism on board the Pitcairn, and in laboring and damp districts received no help and returned a great sufferer. I paid the expenses of Sister Miller to Oakland that her husband might go into the office of Oakland and become more efficient in some branches of the work here in the Echo office. Thus I have tried to work, investing in two meeting houses, $100 in one and $150 in another. In four other meeting houses, £5 each. Meeting houses must be erected in the places where churches are raised up. A hall has been secured in Ashfield. All the opposition of five ministers has been set in operation to stop the work. And the last thing before leaving Granville, Brother McCullough read a notice that they could not rent the hall any longer to Seventh-day Adventists. In 2 weeks' time, the hall must be vacated by them. No other hall can be secured. We have purchased a new tent to be erected in Canterbury, a new location, to lift the standard of truth. £5 I donated to this enterprise. But I shall continue to invest as long as I can command any means that the cause of God shall not languish. A meeting house must be built in Ashfield. These small halls cannot accommodate those who newly come to the faith. Above 100 meet in Ashfield. 2 miles from Ashfield, in Petersham, the tent is standing. Meetings are in both places, and preaching in Petersham every night in the week but one, and in Ashfield, 3 nights in the week. The second tent has been purchased as a meeting tent, costing for seats and all $200. This those newly come to the faith engaged in earnestly. Although poor, they gave willingly, so that the conference should not have this expense. Sydney will have to be worked before commencing labor in any new place. Additions are being made to the Ashfield Church continuously.
Some of the higher classes are coming in, since the opposition has voiced so strong. There should be 3 tents in a short time in Sydney, at different points. Slowly, we have been moving 2 miles nearer Sydney. The tent from Petersham moved west, 1 mile nearer to one of the best suburbs, and Canterbury has the new tent pitched in its midst, 2 miles nearer Sydney. We purpose to work the suburbs surrounding Sydney first, and press the battle to the gates. Brother Corliss was called from Ashfield to Auckland. About 30 have embraced the truth in Auckland. And now, Brother and Sister Corliss, Brother Colcord, and Willie White are on the steamer from New Zealand to Tasmania to hold an important convention for the consideration of methods and plans to forward the work in new fields. Dr. Merritt Kellogg has been working in Melbourne for a few weeks past. He has visited Adelaide with good success. He has moved on to Broken Hill to see what can be done there. I have received letters from him at 3 different points. He is doing good work and is a useful helper.
Miss May Lacey accompanies me to Launceston. We arrive at Hobart Friday. We will meet Willie and his companions there the 1st of next week. All our ministers are at work with all the physical and mental powers they possess. In all Melbourne and the churches in the suburbs, there are only 2 ministers, Brother Israel and Brother Daniels. There is a wonderful work to be done, and so few to do it. I write this plea to you that you may understand our situation and that you may better know that we have no money to expend unnecessarily. We are overwhelmed at times. I obtain but little sleep. I waken at 12, 1, and 2 o'clock at night and commence writing.